Through the centuries, men have displayed many different symbols to show that they are Christians. They have worn marks in the lapels of their coats, hung chains about their necks, even had special haircuts. Of course, there is nothing wrong with any of this, if one feels it is his calling. But there is a much better sign, a mark that has not been thought up just as a matter of expediency for use on some special occasion or in some specific era. It is a universal mark that is to last through all the ages of the church, till Jesus comes back. What is this mark? At the close of his ministry, Jesus looks forward to his death on the cross, the open tomb, and the ascension. Knowing that he is about to leave, Jesus prepares his disciples for what is to come. It is here that he makes clear what will be the distinguishing mark of the Christian. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and, as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. John chapter 13, verses 33-35. This passage reveals the mark that Jesus gives to label a Christian not just in one era or in one locality, but at all times and all places until Jesus returns. Notice that what he says here is not a description of a fact. It is a command, which includes a condition. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, so ye love one another, that all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. An if is involved. If you obey, you will wear the badge Christ gave. But since this is a command, it can be violated. The point is that it is possible to be a Christian without showing the mark. But if we expect non-Christians to know that we are Christians, we must show the mark. Men and brothers. The command at this point is to love our fellow Christians, our brothers. But of course, we must strike a balance and not forget the other side of Jesus' teaching. We are to love our fellow men, to love all men, in fact, as neighbors. All men bear the image of God. They have value, not because they are redeemed, but because they are God's creation in God's image.